actually going to break in on this. I don't know what I was thinking, but I don't know. Somehow this Boots Randolph rendition of the Leroy Anderson classic is nice. It's nice, but I don't know that it's going to, you know, be worth just letting it roll without commentary. Anyway, this is Jiminy. This is Jiminy Knight sitting in with you tonight for a special holiday segment. Right? So this is at the invitation, of course, of the boss man, Randy Tibbins, at rockandradio.com. You know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So I can't wait to hear how all the segments come together, you know, from all the other gang of the guys over there at Rockin' Radio. And so we're just kind of are going to let the Boots Randolph play it out and go into a little bit of a situation here tonight, this evening, this morning, wherever you call home for the holidays. Stay cool, won't you?
And step 2-3, come on, polka with me. Step 2-3 and step 2-3, hey!
Jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Do it.
Step 2-3 and step 2-3 and hop 2-3 and turn 2-3 and everybody knows how to polka. Come on, polka with me.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Watch that stack of records on the floor. Dancing the shapoopy. Wow.
Oh my God, have a
holly jolly Christmas this year.
Get it? Christmas.
This year. And a happy.
They're just gonna keep repeating it, I have a feeling.
You.
And you and you and you.
I think it's fun. It's a fun polka. Oh, you get to polka again.
It ain't over. I told you.
Are they going to instruct us again?
No, you're on your own this time. Whoa. So you enjoyed that then? Here, put it back in the Christmas box.
Why do the polkas get rejected?
Esta noche, noche buena y mañana Navidad, ya, ya,
ya, ya, ya.
cantarle con la guitarra empecemos a cantar ya
ya ya ya
una pandareta buena y no sé por dónde irá ya
ya ya ya
camina para Belén más arriba la alborada ya
ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya
en el portal de Belén ayer se vio sol y luna. La Virgen y Don José, y el niño está en la cuna. La mula regruñe, se vuelve patea, y el niño de Dios dormido se queda. Claveles y rosas la cuna adorna, y en tanto su nombre diciéndole está.
Ya, 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 ya. Ya 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 ya.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got the
for Christmas.
Oh, that old Christmas moon hanging pretty all clear and white. As the snow falls so soft and white, the world awaits, it's Christmas night. Santa's coming real soon, and the moonbeams will guide his sleigh. All the children are tucked away, neath that old Christmas moon. In dreams we'll fly over the rooftops, so far up in the sky. We'll see the sights, the Christmas lights, together, you and I, and that old Christmas moon, shining softly on snow so white, as he brightens this special night, that old Christmas moon. Soft snow is silvery white, with moon glow is shining so bright. It lights up this glorious night, it's that old Christmas moon. Christmas moon, shining softly on snow so white, as he brightens this special night, that old Christmas moon.
Ain't Over Till It's Over there with Leon Redbone. Yeah, right. Bucks County, Pennsylvania's own Leon Redbone. That old Christmas moon. What can I tell you? Folks, the legendary. Before that, now listen, the Brothers Four. Okay, now, yes, from the Brothers Four Christmas LP of 1966. Right, we got the stereo copy on the Columbia label. Man, a 360-degree sound stereo copy, as they say on the label there. And it was This Night is Christmas Eve, right? In some decidedly non-English lyrics there from the Brothers Four, right? And that's, of course, a little bit of a tip of the Lost Discs chapeau to our Clearfield County correspondents out there, right? Because I can remember many a time where our good pal Bobby Day would say how fond he just was of the Brothers Four, right? And that kind of puts that kind of thing on your radar now. And then I've been dying to get the Brothers Four on a Christmas show for a long time. So there you have it, folks. An obscurity, nonetheless. And it was Boots Randolph kicking off the show. And we got to just keep it moving because I'm already afraid I'm going to be going over time. So I'm going to have to hand it off very quickly at the end of this next quick little bit of a segment, man. You know, we did lose good old Egg Kooky Burns, and we already kind of paid tribute to him with the flip of this record on the Fold 45 here back in June. But since we got it, let's do it. Right off the Warner Brothers 45 tonight on Lost Discs.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. He parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig, wailing, have a cool you, man. Later, like Dick,
this is Patrick Swayze wishing you the best for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Mom and Dad said be good, so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right? Sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss, she slapped me down, said to jerk, this cold doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
All right.
Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, decorate street light, people getting half tight, one hand will slap you back, the other one will take you down.
Don't believe in Christmas,
don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, 'cause I didn't get another last year. All right.
Lost Disc Radio.
Now let me tell you, punk, something.
Well, let me tell you one thing.
Play, Peter.
I know this isn't a joke because...
I'm not joking. Play, Peter.
Tell you, you know, I had to do that Sonics. I had to do that Sonics there off the Etiquette label, off some weird Christmas LP, right? On the Etiquette label artists, kind of a Seattle area mid '60s thing, I guess. Well, whatever. Don't believe in Christmas, man. So I guess it just don't even matter, man. But look, it was Ed Kooky Burns, and it was off the 45, and it was Yulesville. Yeah, man. Yulesville, like I'm way out in Gaucheville. Yeah, well, R.I.P. there. Kooky. So, I'm just going to let this kind of ride out, and we'll fade it whenever we get to where we think we should just cut the... No, cut the jabbing, man. So we'll hand it off to whoever we're handing off to. If we're wrapping it up, then we're wrapping it up, you know, for the Xmas season over there at rockandradio.com. Unless you're over at our website, man, it is lostdiscsradio.com, right? Yeah, the word disc is spelled with a C like it ought to be, man. Catch you later. Hey, thanks. Thanks to the boss man, Randy Tivins, for letting us sit in and happy ho-ho days to all the gang over there, you know, in true Bri-Fi sound. And good night, Weasley Steve.